didn't need research or even a week to know enough on these topics to speak. So here's a mini, it won't be too long. We're calling these a molehill to die on.
You're listening to A Molehill to Die On. This episode is being recorded on the back end of our previous normal episode about the death penalty. So Cara and I are just going to shoot the shit this time. Just give our hot takes on food, and we don't care what the research has to say about it.
It's really just opinions at this point. I mean, there's no right or wrong. I mean, I think there's a right and wrong answer, as I'm sure you would with some of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also prepared to admit that a lot of them, I'm probably on the wrong side. But I will stubbornly fucking sit on that wrong side.
Absolutely. So we release Molehill to Die On through our Patreon. So if you'd like to listen to more of our hot takes with nothing backing it up, you can shoot us some money at patreon.com/ahilltodieonpod. For our listeners, if you hear any opinions that you have a stake in, or maybe you don't, but you just have your own strong opinion about it, please feel free to write to us. Cara, tonight I raised a question. There's an Australian podcast called Bunta Vista, and they have a Discord channel for their Patreons, and I'm in it. And I asked them the question, have you ever eaten a mango in the shower? Have I told you that I've eaten a mango in the shower?
We had a conversation about it in an episode. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
We've discussed about that. I remember you were quite neutral about it.
I mean, it seems like a good idea. I've never personally done it, but I don't see a problem with it. Like, it is fucking messy to eat a mango, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the same thing.
I actually probably would have tried it. I think we had that conversation just as it was coming out of mango season.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, next year.
So I asked the Bunta Vista Discord, and I got some pretty strong replies. There was one person who was like, oh, yeah, I'm allergic to mangoes, but that sounds like it could be like a nice time, you know.
Yeah.
But other people were like, no, never, and never, food doesn't belong in the shower. They were just like, it's hilarious to picture a naked person eating a mango just quietly in the shower. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
But it's
okay.
Like, how is that frowned upon, but shower beers as such? Like, clearly ingesting things in the shower is some level of normal, but why is the mango where you draw the line?
I think chunks.
It's not like you're chitting. Like, you're not fucking waffle-stomping the mango down the drain.
That's how you get, like, the perfect little cube shapes, actually. but, yeah, so friend of the podcast, Nikki, she thinks it's fucking hilarious that I've done this. And apparently it was only redeemed by the fact that I was sharing a shower with someone at the time, like as a vaguely sexy thing. Mm-hmm. But I maintain that it's a totally fine solo activity as well.
Yeah, that actually seems more like a solo thing. Maybe I'm just like weird about eating in front of people, but to me it seems more like a solo activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I want the whole fucking mango.
Yeah, yeah, fuck off. You can't have a cheek.
Like, sorry. I'm
you can
sorry.
Have two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, well, that was a bit of a non-event. I just wanted to bitch about the fact that I felt very judged. Briefly in the Discord. Usually, I don't.
Yeah,
it's a good place. Yeah. So, I actually wanted to get your opinion on different American foods because you spent an amount of time living over in the States, and I want to hear you rag on that shit.
The biggest issue I had, there's too much fucking sugar. Like, everything is too sweet, and it's not even sugar, it's high fructose corn syrup. Big difference, tastes different, probably worse for you, and sugar is bad enough, but like, everything is sweet, and things that really fucking shouldn't be sweet. Like, bread is sweet, peanut butter is sweet, like, there should not be sugar. I'm sorry, like, peanut butter should be salty. It's a peanut. Peanuts are fucking supposed to have salt. Like,
do you think peanuts come with salt on them, Cara?
Well,
naturally,
no.
In the wild.
In the wild. A rogue peanut.
The rogue peanuts.
After you hunt it down. Yes. No, I don't. But, like, I don't buy just, like, plain peanuts if I buy them. I always buy them roasted and salted. So, to me, it's, like, it should be salty. Like, the association is salty if I'm eating peanut butter. And, like, even more so if you're eating jam, or as they call it, jelly with peanut butter, it should be salty and sweet. You don't want double sweet. Yeah. What the fuck is that? Like, that's just go eat ice cream, you fuck. Like,
So I have a question. So for our listeners, I've slowly been trying to cook a meal from every state in the US, as well as one from each country around the world. And in the US, I've found a lot of things that have that I have thoughts and questions about. But one of them is like sweet potato. It's like this sweet potato dish, and you put, I believe, marshmallow and pecans on it, and you bake it. But then I see lots of people around Thanksgiving eating it with, like, on the same plate as their turkeys and their vegetables, and I'm so fucking confused.
But it's marshmallow. Like, as in, I would understand having it with dinner as a dessert. Like, that's,
yeah,
like, in the same way that pumpkin pie is a dessert.
Did you ever witness this when you're in the States?
Not that I can remember. I only went to a couple of Thanksgivings. I mean, to be fair as well, the first one I went to was like a fucking vegan potluck. So it was it was great.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like, you know, you could put anything on your plate at any given time, just keep going up and grabbing whatever. So mm-hmm. I'm sure that happened where people had dessert on their plate with food, but I don't think it was like a acknowledgement of like, this isn't dessert, it's a vegetable.
No,
I'm pretty sure if you put marshmallow in it, it's a fucking dessert.
That's a dessert. Yeah. Okay, sweet potato casserole is what it's called.
Casserole, fuck off. Oh,
that's what Americans are really good at. It's just layering shit. It's a casserole. Category: salads and sides. Oh my fuck.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I wasn't making this up. Yeah, I mean, it looks delicious. Won't lie.
It's just salad.
Like, it's just salad. Oh my gosh. Okay. So in I don't think it's gonna be my food for Iowa, but one of the final ones was something called a Snickers salad. I don't know if I told you about it before.
No.
Okay, so Snickers salad is granny apples.
Yeah.
Sliced. I believe Cool Whip.
Okay.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Chopped up Snickers bars and grapes. So that's all.
Okay. It's like everything sweet.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you know, I can see that. It'd be like pretty bit of a yummy thing maybe to have on top of some, I don't know, ice cream. I don't know. But then I saw people being like, wow, I had this with my dinner tonight. I had this on the side of my roast tonight. It was yum yum. And I'm like, oh, you're treating it like a salad.
That's supremely fucked. Like, there is no way. Cool Whip? Like, how is that a dinner food?
But this is the thing. I don't know if this was just internet weirdos. I wonder what the intent of the author was.
For sure.
Like, were they just like, I wonder if they were reading those comments and being like, you fools, it's clearly dessert.
They're like, there is no, like, non-dessert food even in the ingredients of this. Like,
yes.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Did you ever try, so you've been watching on my personal Instagram account, I've been doing my snack reports of US candies. Did you ever try any of them?
Oh yeah, like all of them. That was like my biggest thing when I first went to the States, because I went there and moved there. Like when I first moved there, I wanted to, my biggest thing was wanting to try the cereals, because I am a regular fucking Jerry Seinfeld and I love cereal, or used to. I don't, but yeah, I would just like buy a different one each week so that I could try it, and because some of them are fucking wild. I'm not a huge like chocolate bar eater or anything like that, but I would try like at Halloween like the fun size versions of things, so I at least knew what everything tasted like.
Like, what was your reaction to the Tootsie Roll?
It was all right. I mean, I wouldn't fucking rush out to have one again, but it wasn't gross.
Right.
But
okay, fair enough, because that was the one that I could, like, the only one to date that I couldn't finish.
Yeah.
I was reading that, like, Tootsie Rolls are kind of more of, like, a nostalgic thing as well, because they were a ration, or, like, a lot of rations, and so a lot of veterans and, like, grandparents at the moment, like, love their Tootsie Rolls, and then, of course, grandkids who went to their grandparents and that was the place where they had Tootsie Rolls.
Right. That makes sense.
Of, Yeah. So that's kind of sweet.
I actually worry about that. Like, so my favorite candy from the States was this candy called Good and Plenty. And I think that no American likes it. Or at least, like, it's really hard. I found, like, one place in Australia that sells it, and they're kind of expensive to ship it. And no other candy store imports it because it just doesn't sell. But it's basically, it's licorice. Like, they're licorice bullets, and they're coated in candy, but, like, a hard candy. But they're really soft licorice bullets and really small.
Yum. This is great.
Yeah, and I find them fucking delicious, and yet they're so hard to find, and every American is like, why the fuck would you like that? Like, why would you want Good and Plenty? Like, it's like the grandpa candy that no one wants. And I'm like, well, they're still fucking making it, so it must be for people like me.
What cereals do you vividly remember, whether it was, like, because of their absurdity or just because they were delicious? Because at this moment, I've only had, like, Cinnamon Crunch, I think.
Yeah, that's
which is fucking
the best
amazing.
One. For sure, that was
oh
the
my
best.
God.
Cap'n Crunch is fucked. Like, you will break your teeth on Cap'n Crunch. The crunch part is not a fucking joke. Like, it's really...
Oh, no.
And because I like to eat dry cereal, I'm not a cereal and milk person a lot of the time. Like, I eat it as a snack more than as a as a breakfast. But yeah, Cap'n Crunch, like, no, you need some fucking milk to soften the blow of that.
Soften the blow?
Yeah. So I actually came up with a list of different questions that were, like, polarizing questions. And there's quite a few, but I figured we could just sort of, like, fly through them and give
Sounds
our
good.
Opinions on things. So, first off, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yes.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, my God. Is this the end of A Hill to Die On?
I feel like it's its own thing. Like, I don't even view it. I think, like, ham and pineapple to me is a thing. Like, that is its own thing. And it's not really pizza. It's kind of just its own thing. And then pizza is its own thing. Like, I remember, do you remember Eagle Boy's pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because they used to put pineapple on Supreme. And And I used to get Supreme pizzas all the time, even from there. And I would get it, but not ask them to leave the pineapple off. And I remember my brother being like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because I would get the piece of pizza and then pull all the pieces of pineapple off it and then eat the pizza and then eat the pineapple. And I'm like, well, I like the pineapple. Like,
you just don't
I'm
want
getting
mixed
free
up.
Roasted pineapple. Like, I just don't want it on the pizza. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with it even being cooked on there. So it's like, if it's someone's preference, that's fine. But I don't like the flavor of it mixing with my pizza. I think it's like people that like honey glazed ham. Like, to me, that is fucking putrid and it tastes like the ham has spoiled. Like, I can't eat sweet with meat. And because
so
I get
maple bacon is
oh,
just like,
yeah, no.
Well, you can't even do maple anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, anything that's sweet with meat, I can't do. And so pineapple is too sweet to have with meat pizza.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Anchovies on pizza while we're talking about pizza.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I love
yes,
anchovies.
Yes, okay, I'm glad.
Yeah.
All right, friendship and podcast is staying right in.
Yeah. I will like...
You know, I love those salty hairy boys.
Fuck yeah, I'll pay like $3
I order
extra.
Extra.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Honest.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Yeah, for sure. That's not even a fucking debate, hey. Okay.
The doy. Oh my God, I actually had a dream last night that I was like walking around uni and there was just like all these cheaper vending machines that were Pepsi. And I was like,
you mean a nightmare?
No. Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And I was like walking around, I was like, oh fuck, $4 for a Coke, all right. Because I just did not want this cheaper Pepsi.
I mean, yeah. About-
yes.
Diet or regular soda? While we're talking about soda.
Regular.
I always drink diet. And I feel
is
like
that...
I mean, I think it's probably worse for you in terms of what's in it. It's purely just a calorie thing. It's a two-pronged thing. Part of it is calorie, part of it is that regular soda is too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes my spit thick. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it's
no,
too much
it
sugar
does.
And I'm
I
like,
understand.
Ugh. Yeah. Whereas
yeah,
like diet soda doesn't do it. So
I grew up drinking a lot of Diet Coke because my brother has a thing called PKU, and so he can't have phenylalanine. I fucked if I know how to. It's like a certain amino acid, I believe.
Yeah, right.
And it's used in Diet Coke. So, sorry, it's, or is it in normal Coke? Oh, no, I think I drank it because he, at my nan's house, because he wasn't allowed to have it, but I was, but that meant I couldn't drink the normal Cokes that Nan had in her fridge. Nan had a lot of Coke because she poured Bacardi in it. Anyway, what's your next question?
Which, going off of that as well, one thing, just while we're talking about it, one thing that I've heard about that, and I would love someone to tell me if this is incorrect, I've heard that with that it's a misconception that diet soda like doesn't make you gain weight, because it still spikes your insulin, which would, if not burned, still create fat.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so because your body still confuses the sweetness as something to create insulin for. So yeah, I'd be interested in knowing, like, from a science nutrition standpoint, if anyone knows, hit me up.
I know, on Twitter I'm in contact with someone who has their PhD in nutrition, and I'm sure they could tell
fucking
me.
Yeah, let's find out.
Like, for instance, did you know that, oh, well, actually, yeah, you would have seen me post about it. The whole fucking nectarines are bitches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, you don't get nectarines in cans. And we were both like,
oh, blew my fucking mind.
I even double checked. I went to the supermarket like a few days later and I'm like, I was right, right? Like, there's no fucking nectarines, because I was really hoping that I would like maybe see a rogue one and take a picture to send to you and be like, what the fuck? It's just a peach. But nah, there was none, because it is just a fucking peach. So
you're so right.
Yeah.
And I never, like, I had went through my whole life not considering a tinned nectarine.
Right. And yeah, I think as
so
well,
I'll,
like,
I'll ask her.
I think they might taste differently because we probably eat them at different levels of ripeness as well. Like, yeah, peaches probably seem to grow softer faster than nectarines. So I think, or maybe just feel softer because of the skin.
And nectarines always are like a little bit firm unless they're close to
ripeness. Yeah, exactly. So what is a better topping for a hot dog? This is going into the condiment section, by the way.
Ooh.
Ketchup or mustard, or tomato sauce or mustard?
Oh, tomato sauce, I think.
Yeah.
What about you?
I reckon mustard. I'm in two schools. I like to use both. But I'm not really a fan of tomato sauce. So whenever I use it, I use it very sparingly and in really small amounts, because it's so overpowering. It's just fucking sugar. Like,
yeah.
I actually heard that it's like one, for every tablespoon of tomato sauce, it's a teaspoon of sugar, which is fucking lot.
Fuck. So, that's most of it.
It's basically a dessert.
Put it in a Snickers salad, off you go.
Which, while we're talking about sauce, do you put sauce on a meat pie?
No, I don't. I just like the pie.
Same. Yeah. You must be one of the only other people. Fuck yeah.
I just think the pie should be on
it. And it's enough, yeah. Like, it's otherwise I just taste sauce. I'm like, if I just wanted to eat sauce, I'd just heat up some fucking sauce in the microwave and go to town. Like,
I agree.
Okay, while we're talking about pies briefly, a little fucking sidebar. What is the process for which you eat a pie? Because I asked you this earlier.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So I believe that the way in which a person eats their pie, it's between them and the pie, and I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. So my way is really bizarre, and Robert just like does not.
I'm going to laugh if it is the same as mine, but yeah.
First, it depends. First of all, is it a sergeant's pie or a non-sergeant's pie? Sergeant's pies have this little thing that says sergeant on it, and I swear they use a different recipe, and it's like the tastiest pastry. So I eat that first, but then I take off the top.
Yep.
And I scoop out the guts.
Yes.
And put it on the side.
Yes.
And then I eat the pastry.
Yes.
They're all separate.
I was explaining.
I've never met anyone that does that.
Dude, I was like, I take off the top. I scrape off everything that's like attached to the top as well. I eat the top. And then I was like, then I eat the inside with a fork like it's a little bowl. Like I eat out the guts and then you eat the shell of the pie and it's gone. Like, so you had a convenient little bowl the whole time you ate it.
Like, little bowl.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I do scoop out the innards if I'm like, because like I have a small tummy now.
Yeah.
So if I'm prioritizing the pastry.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the best bit. That's like the reason for eating it last. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Total sense. Fuck yeah. Same pie eating.
That's funny. I've never met anyone else that
Neither, and I have to be careful with who I eat them in front of, because it's like, I know this is going to be gross, and I don't give a fuck. Like, you will just accept it.
Please don't tell anyone how I live.
Exactly. Okay, next. What is the best dipping sauce for fries?
So, what kind of fries? Like fries,
hot chips.
Hot chips. Oh, well, I went to a British fish and chip shop one time and they had curry sauce, and that blew everything out of the water. So curry sauce.
I have heard really good things about that and not tried it.
Oh, I would recommend her if you've got any British fish and chip shop near you.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably fucking closed now, but I think that we looked it up one time because my boss at work is Irish, and another coworker used to live in England, and so they were talking about curry sauce, and I was like, what is it? Like, trying to figure it out, because I'm like, it has to taste like something else. And then it finally got to it, the more we sort of, I kept probing and we kept unpacking, and they were looking at images and stuff of it. And I was like, is it basically just like curry powder in a, like, you know, solidified into a gravy? Because that's what it's sounding like. And I was like, you know, like what you put into like curried eggs and stuff, like Keen's curry powder.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh yeah, yeah, that's basically it. And so I can imagine what it tastes like, and I do like that taste, so I imagine I would like it. But I'm going to say mayonnaise. I'm one of those people.
No, I can see that. I think Kewpie mayonnaise, personally.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just think pretty much all mayonnaise is good. But, yeah, I do enjoy
it. I use Hellmann's. Do you use Hellmann's?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Eating things with a knife and fork. Are you, like, more partial to eating things with a knife and fork or using your hands?
Oh, I mean, it depends on the texture, Cara.
Yeah, but, like, okay, just to explain this a little better. I will pretty much exclusively eat with a knife and fork. Like, I eat nachos with a fork. I eat pizza with a knife and fork. I will eat a burger with a knife and fork. Like,
okay, you lost me.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, yes.
And then no, yeah.
No.
Even like, so for instance, I had Subway tonight. But I can't, like, so I was just being super fucking lazy, and also, like, we have minimal food in the house, and she had to get a COVID test a few days ago and hasn't got the results back yet, and we're out of vegetables, so it was really like, I want some vegetables that I can order to the house, but I'm not hungry enough to get a full meal, and I also want something that will last a few days. So what I do is I order a foot long, and then I cut it into four pieces, and each one is a meal. So, but it's, you know, small appetite, but, each piece. So I'm like, that I can eat with my hands because it's small enough, but like when it gets into like burgers or sloppier things, I just can't deal with it. Like, I need to,
it's sloppier things for sure.
I think it's just like my hands being dirty. I can't stand. So I'm like, knife and fork.
Fair enough.
Salad dressing on the salad or on the side?
Oh, on it.
See, this is, Hugh said that as well, straight away, and I was like, no, on the side.
What?
Yeah, no.
That's
well,
a dressing, you dress
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. If you've ordered it from somewhere, it's like, I want to make sure, I generally don't even like salad dressing, to be fair. Like, most of the time I eat my salads dressing free. But if I want to taste it to make sure I like it, and also if it's sat there for too long, it makes everything soggy.
Okay, I see. I think if you're asking the question, how should it be served?
Yeah. Yeah, like, then don't fucking dip it in there like it's a fucking condiment. Like, it's not little pot of ketchup and you're like, num, num, little bit of lettuce dipped into that. Like, no, fuck off. Of course it should be on the salad, but, like, if you're ordering it, should it be on the side?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would agree. I mean, I don't order salad. but I, yeah, that would make more sense to me. So I can concede to your point. I think I changed molehills.
Wow.
On that one. Yeah.
Just a little molehill shift.
Yeah, just shifted a butt cheek.
So this is one that I saw Hugh do the other day, which is what made me think of it. And I was like, you're a fucking monster. If you eat an Oreo, do you twist it apart and eat the guts off it and eat the pieces, or do you just bite into it whole?
No, you have to get the guts out.
Exactly.
First.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hugh fucking bit it. And I was like, what do you do? Do you fucking just like bite into a whole Kit Kat, you fucking freak? Like, what are you thinking? And then he was like, well, no, I wouldn't eat a Kit Kat. So, what?
Cara, you unwittingly just did.
You bite into Kit Kats? Like, as in the whole, you don't snap it off? You just like go four at once? Like,
it depends on how urgent my desire for the Kit Kat is. If I'm gonna one hand it, then I'm just gonna.
Oh, me. Oh, yeah, sorry, standing by that. That's that's like a fucking meme, isn't it? Like, there's like a photo where someone's just like bitten into a Kit Kat, like across three of them at once or something. And it's like
fucking chaos.
Yeah. But I shouldn't be surprised also coming from you. Like, it's just
coming from me.
No, in terms of like that it's a contrary thing, you know?
Oh, like, as in, like, you want me to snap it into four pieces and I'm not going to.
You're expecting me to do this. I'm just going to bite into it. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you, Kit Kat. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Do you cut sandwiches? I have so many of these questions. See, this is all the...
No, I'm loving it. Okay, cool. Thank you for being prepared.
This is all just the random shit I think about when I can't sleep at 4 a.m. do you cut a sandwich diagonally or down the middle?
Historically, okay, right now. How I would now cut a sandwich is diagonally.
Mm.
What about you?
Yeah, diagonally. And I think I was explaining this to Hugh earlier as well, because he was saying that he buys a lot of bread and stuff that's like pane de casa and things where it's like it's a weird shape, like it's not a square piece of bread, so it creates a different problem. And so he was like kind of in between, like he'll do it almost, it's like diagonally but almost to the middle, like just a slight diagonal edge. And I said that, you know, I cut it diagonally in sandwiches just because I have a tiny fucking mouth and it needs to be tapered. Like, I can't have
the corner.
Yeah, I can eat it corner at a time and like work my way into it, and it's not this big wedge of fucking like, where, how do you even get that in? So
people just don't consider they the don't life of small mouth people
for real. Like, it's not designed for my big mouth, like in, you know, attitude, but tiny mouth in reality. The best pasta shape.
I think it's called like pappardelle or something. I don't know. I like flat boys.
Ooh. What does it look like?
Let's just say fettuccine, because I feel like everyone knows it. Yeah. So like,
is it like that but fatter? Or yes. Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Polar opposite. Spirals.
Oh no. I like how they pick up the spag bowl. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm just, can see that. Like 5 years old inside, and I'm like, fucking spiral pasta, shapes and spirals are like, I'm here for it.
It's fun.
Yeah. And yeah, it picks up the sauce really well. It's not a mess to eat. Are burgers sandwiches?
No.
Yeah. I mean, yes, in terms of like, they have the components of a sandwich, but it's like, to me, I find it really weird. And this is something actually that's American, is that you go to a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant or whatever, and they have a burger menu, and then anything that has chicken on it is a chicken sandwich. Whereas
even
we have,
it's hot.
Yeah, whereas we have chicken burgers, like we call them chicken burgers, and it's like a chicken fillet on a sandwich, and it's a chicken burger. Whereas they will call that a chicken sandwich. So I feel like that gets like a burger has to just be meat, and it's like, well, then how the fuck do you have a veggie burger? Dickhead.
It's a veggie sandwich.
It's all the components of a burger with a veggie patty, hence it's all the components of a burger with a chicken patty. Like,
I feel like the better way to determine if something is a burger or not is if the bread is a bun, and if the thing in it is hot, like the main component is hot,
and it's not just a toasted sandwich.
Oh yeah, shit. Because a toasted sandwich is not a burger.
Yeah, and it's like you could put, you know, just regular sandwich ingredients inside a roll. But I feel like it has to have both, because you wouldn't toast a fucking bun in a toasted sandwich format. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I think it has to have both. It needs both of those things.
Because otherwise it's just a sandwich.
Yeah, it's just like a banh mi, right?
Yeah.
Like if it's just like a kind of warm bun.
Exactly. And that's not a burger. So,
no.
Yeah. Pickles on a burger. Yes or no?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, good. Hell yeah.
I think we're both pickle people.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of tastes like anchovies, pickles, olives, all that shit that are like polarizing, but we're like yum yum salt. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, this is one that I came across online where I like, it made me laugh, but I was like straight up no, like unequivocally no, but like it's just the concept is hilarious to me. Is a Pop-Tart a ravioli?
I love that because I feel like... spiritually it is.
Yeah, like it wants to be, and like it has
it
the component.
It's adjacent.
It's it's a pastry equivalent. It's just, it's not pasta.
No.
That's the main sort of, I would assume that ravioli would have to be pasta. That would be my, I mean, maybe that's on me, but.
No, I think that's a good definition.
Okay. Okay, this is one actually that Hugh, I think I maybe made Hugh shift molehills on. How do you make a PB&J?
I've never had one.
Oh, really? So, like, yeah. There's a lot of argument about, like, if you were making one, like, imagine it. Would you put the peanut butter on one side of the bread and the jam on the other side of the bread and then put them together? Or would you put the peanut butter and then put the jam on top? Jam first, peanut butter on top?
I think I'd do peanut butter on one piece and then on top of the peanut butter I'd do the jelly or jam.
Yeah. See, that's what I do. And, like, I was explaining it to Hugh because he was saying, like, oh, I'd only put the jam on the other piece of bread if it was a really thin layer of jam. And then I was like, what? I'd do the opposite. Like, if I wanted a lot of jam, I'd put it on the other piece. And then it became clear that he wasn't realizing that he could use the peanut butter piece as the top piece. So he was thinking about having to flip the jam onto the, like, if it's too much jam, it's just going to slide everywhere. Like, but yeah,
I love that.
I was like, no. Like, I would do the opposite if I wanted a lot of jam and then just flip the peanut butter. But I was like, a lot of the time, if I, you know, not that I've had one in a very long time, and it's not definitely not something I would make regularly, but I was like, I'd put the peanut butter on and exactly what you said, like put the jam on top. But I like the process of just like mixing the jam into the peanut butter.
Yeah, then it's
just
fun.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, and that way it's evenly mixed in. There's no like globs of it. It's one spread. Like it almost makes it seem like its own condiment rather than two separated things. But yeah.
You've given this a lot of thought.
I have. Too much.
too much, some would say.
The best way or your preferred way to cook eggs?
A well-cooked scramble is the only way I'll eat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't do googly eggs. Oh, no, I do like hard-boiled eggs, actually. But yeah, no, a well-cooked scramble is my final answer. What about you, Cara Brooks?
That would have been my answer a long time ago. I had a really bad hospital visit when I was 16 and I had my wisdom teeth out and some other oral surgery at the time, and I had braces at the time, and I had to stay overnight in hospital. And I ordered, like, you had like the menu that you fill out the day before, and I was like, well, I'm gonna have a fucking sore mouth, so I'll just get the scrambled eggs. And you know, I fucking loved scrambled eggs back then. And not only were they undercooked and fucking horrible, but you know, I had a mouthful of blood and gauze and braces, and then I had a reaction that next day to the general anesthetic and to the antibiotics that I was on, and I spent a whole 24 hours straight puking with a mouthful of braces and blood and gauze, and I was vomiting up those scrambled eggs. And so I couldn't eat them for roughly 15 years.
Yeah, fucking fair.
But yeah, I would have said that. So I can totally appreciate well-cooked scrambled eggs. But I also really like a poached egg if I'm at a restaurant, just because I don't know how to do it myself properly. I can't be fucked learning. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I can fry an egg at home. I can boil an egg at home. Like, that's no problem. But if I'm paying like $7 for a fucking egg, it better be poached.
Poach that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At home, though, definitely, like, I'll probably say I boil them, like, hard boil them and put them in salads and stuff or on sandwiches.
Yeah.
Corn on or off the cob?
Oh, on.
Yeah, same. Wait. Same for sure. Hugh is a fucking off the cob eater. And, like, before, ew, I cooked corn for him, like, on a cob, and then I've watched him just, like, scrape it off. Like, yeah. God, and I'm like, you're butchering.
No.
Yeah.
You're not getting all the good bits.
Yeah. Soft or hard tacos?
Soft.
Yeah, same. Like, I like the taste of hard ones better, but they're just way too difficult to eat.
They hurt my mouth.
Yeah, my tiny mouth. moldy cheese.
What do you mean?
Like, yes or no?
Oh, like ones with like the...
Yeah, like old...
Like blue cheese.
Yeah, like the smelly cheeses. Not just like you left the coon in the back of the fridge a bit too long.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's just true. Oh, by the way, coon is
a brand of cheese. Yeah.
Jeez, I just wanted to make that clear. Yeah, I'll do like brie and camembert.
Yeah.
And maybe like a lightly kind of stinky one, but I can't do blue.
Oh, blue cheese can get fucked. Like, yeah. Back when I used to work at a supermarket when I was a teenager, fucking hell, I would get so mad when people would bring blue cheese through the checkout. Like, scan that shit yourself, motherfucker, because you would touch it and it would just linger on your hands, like, just from touching the outside packet. Like, get fucked. I've heard that, like, eating it, it's a different, even though it smells horrible, when it is in your mouth, the scent travels through your nasal cavity backwards and it actually makes it an enjoyable. There's some sort of weird sciencey thing behind it.
Yeah, it can be quite
yummy. Yeah, but I just can't fucking get over the smell. Like, I'm sorry. No.
It can be yummy, but I don't have to fucking make a whole experience out of it. Like, just give me a cheese I like that doesn't make me gag.
Exactly. Brie or camembert. Fine. Delicious. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, let's middle ground it.
Yeah.
Last one. Coriander.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yes, same. Fuck yeah. I'm so glad I don't have that gene.
Apparently most people don't have the gene.
It's oh, really?
Just that they don't like coriander.
Yeah, right.
Like, there is that soapy thing, right?
Mm.
But I think a lot of people, I remember reading a thing, I was like, actually, like, few people have that, and most people are just like, oh, yes, this coriander tastes very fresh, therefore that must be the soapy taste, and I don't like it. Where it's like, I love it. I kind of agree, like, it is a bit fresh kind of tasting, and it's like, well, if it is a soapy taste, then I fucking love soap. Like,
yeah, right. Guess I'm just going to fucking bite into this bar of Dove, because it's delicious.
Coriander just, like, lifts up most meals that it's in,
yes.
And I use, like, handfuls of it.
Oh, same. I'm devastated at the moment because we used to grow it in the backyard. Like, we grow a lot of different things. Like, we have a rosemary bush out the front, and we've got parsley and shit in the back. And coriander is just so fucking hard to grow in Melbourne. And so we would keep getting it, and it would die, and we would get it, and it would die. But when we had it, oh, man, it was so good. Just, like, in anything.
It's hard to grow in Brisbane too.
Yeah, I think it's just Australia's not built for it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just not built to have plants. There's also that.
If you've heard anything on this episode that you're either excited or appalled by, please feel free to contact us on any of our socials, which you can find in the show notes. And next episode, we'll be back with a regular format kind of dealy. Thanks for listening.
Bye.